7.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. We're approaching 8:18 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is our second hour of Galesburg Live on this December 30th, the last Saturday of the year. I'm Will Stevenson. I host Galesburg's Evening News weeknights from 5 to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. So a lot of the same things you hear on this program, we try to have in conversation form weeknights as well, although we're off on Monday for New Year's, but we'll be back on the air with our normal evening program on Tuesday, and of course, Galesburg Live every Saturday morning here on WGIL. I am pleased to be joined by someone I think you ought to meet that's really interesting, and I think has a really interesting story we want to talk about. Her name is Laurel Almquist. She's 18 years old and from Galva. She does have some relatives here in the Galesburg area who tipped me off to her, although I know she's been on radio and TV quite a bit here recently, and we're glad to have some time with her as well. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. It's such a privilege to be able to be here today.
We're very glad to have you, for sure. And the reason why you're here is because you're, from what I understand and from what I've seen and heard, you're pretty darn good playing the harp.
I'd say so, and I say a couple of people would agree with you on that.
I would say more than a couple of people, that's for sure. But let's talk about that a little, and through the course of the hour, maybe a couple of times, we'll hear Laurel play the harp here. Why the harp, first of all?
Well, the story goes, when I was 4, I went out to Chicago with my grandmother and my mom, and we went to visit my aunt who lives in Chicago there. Mm-hmm. And it was around Christmas time, so all the shops were all decorated all nice and everything. And there was a harpist playing the harp there, and she had a pretty dress on. And I remember telling my grandmother, I want to learn how to play the angel wing music. And so for my 10th birthday, I ended up getting a harp. And how my grandmother found my harp teacher is actually kind of a funny story. She was going to her library to get some books, and there was a harpist playing there. And she's like, do you happen to give lessons? And my harp teacher's like, oh, yeah. So that's how it all kind of fell into place.
That's amazing. Where's the harp teacher from?
She lives in Knoxville.
Ah, okay. Very good. So you spend a lot of time in this area, I would imagine,
yeah.
Then, right? All right. So so it really just started at 4 years old. You saw it, and you kind of fell in love with it from there.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. I kind of forgot about it there for a while because, you know, I aged, and I didn't really think about instruments. And then I ended up getting my harp, and it's the best thing that I think has ever happened to me.
I was going to say, it was between 4 and 10 is a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Were you interested in music and all? Were you trying to learn other instruments or things like that before you settled on the harp?
Not really.
No?
I like to sing. I know that's the thing everyone likes to do, really, but my harp was my first instrument I learned how to play.
I'm looking at this harp here, and maybe instead of not being as musically inclined as you or as really anyone, now that I think about it, I'm looking at this instrument. Describe it for me. I know people maybe have seen harps and maybe have seen them played, but from what I understand, yours is really kind of, as I imagine all instruments should be, really kind of unique to you, right?
Yeah, the harp that I play is an Irish Celtic harp, and it's about 4 foot tall. It's the middle-sized harp in the harp family. It has 29 strings, 4 full octaves. It runs from G to G. I have it set in the key of C, which is the most common key to have your instrument set in. My harp was made out of walnut in Red Wing, Minnesota.
This you said it's an Irish...
Irish Celtic harp.
What's the difference between an Irish Celtic harp and maybe other harps we might think of?
The typical harp people think of when they think of a harp is the concert harp, and that's the harp that's 6 foot tall. It's the really tall one. And the difference mostly between the Irish harp and the concert harp is how they change keys. With the Irish harp, to change keys, you raise or lower levers. But the concert harp doesn't have levers. It has pedals they have to memorize in order to change keys. Also, there's the size difference, which also leads to the fact that my harp has less strings than a typical concert harp.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems both bigger and smaller than harps maybe I've seen in other types of performance venues. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing I noticed about your harp is that the strings on the harp are all different colors.
Yeah, it's all the harps are like that. It's the keys are that's to help us to remember what the strings are. So the red strings are the C's and the blue strings are the F's. And that's how it's easy for us to know what the note is. We don't have to count from the bottom if we're playing in the higher octaves.
Is that, are other harps like that?
Yes, it's typically that's well accepted globally.
I guess I didn't realize that, but you said that versus counting that. Gosh, I couldn't imagine how difficult that would be, especially depending on the type of song you're playing, right?
Yeah, a lot of harps play in the higher octaves typically because it gives more of an angelic feel. So it's a lot easier having our strings color coded than having to count from the bass string.
Okay, I'm going to take a break right here, and when we come back, maybe we'll, for the first time here, have you play a little bit, and then we'll talk more about your life playing the harp here.
We're talking. All right, sounds great.
Great. We're talking with Laurel Almquist of Galva. She is becoming quite the well-known harp player in this area. She's from Galva, but as you just heard her say, in addition to having family here, her harp teacher is in Knox County, so that's a good thing. So we'll talk more all about that, and you'll hear Laurel play the harp when we come back. 826 at WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me today. We are talking this hour with Laurel Almquist of Galva. She's been playing the harp since a very early age, and it's not every day we get to talk to musicians here, let alone a harp player. So do that this morning. So, Laurel, before you play, let me ask you one more question here, if I could. I was watching you. You were kind of warming up there during the break. How do you warm up, I guess? Is there an easy way to explain that?
I usually play through some of my favorite songs real quick just for a couple of measures, so that way to make sure that my fingers are nimble and ready to play.
Is it like people who play guitar or other instruments, like you develop calluses or things like that? Does that help or hurt you?
Yeah, I remember when I first started playing, my fingers would bleed all the time.
Oh, gosh.
But my fingers have calluses, but they're not as hard as people think they would be.
That might, you start playing and your fingers bleed. To me, that would be a deterrent. What kind of kept you going, I guess?
Just the fact that I really wanted to learn the harp, and I don't give up easily. I like to fight, especially if there's like a barrier, then I really push through because that gives me a reason to keep fighting.
Is that typical, that the calluses and the bleeding and things like that?
Sometimes. It's mostly because I played all the time because I was so deterrent on getting better and better and better that's kind of why. If you would take it more at an easy pace instead of playing like 24/7, then you probably wouldn't have to worry about that as much.
All right. So I'll ask you some more questions about that here maybe in our next half hour as we'll take a break for news in a couple of minutes. But I think folks might want to hear you play. Tell me what you're going to play for us here.
I'm going to play Skyboat Song. It's a Celtic song, so it works perfectly with my Celtic Irish harp.
All right. Here's Laurel Almquist. Thank you. That's amazing. Fantastic, Laurel. I'm watching you play the harp there, and I'm lucky I can type, really. But that is amazing. I want to ask you about skills and that sort of thing, but we need to take a break.
Okay.
It is Galesburg Live, and we're talking with Laurel Almquist. You've heard her play the harp. You'll probably hear her play another time or two here during the course of our next half hour.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
It is 8:36 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning again. Thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson, host of Galesburg's Evening News, weeknights 5 to 6 here on WGIL, except, of course, for Monday. We're off for New Year's Day, but that's all right. This is our final Galesburg Live for the year, but, of course, we'll continue in 2018. Tom Meredith will be with you next week on the program. I am joined in this hour today by Laurel Almquist of Galva. She's 18 years old and plays the harp very well, I think. Thank you very much. That was... if you did not hear the performance about 10 minutes ago here on the program, we'll have another one here in a second. But that's amazing.
Thank you.
That must take a lot of, well, I say skill in the broad sense, but this is sort of one of those attention to detail really kind of things, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. It takes a lot, especially for the fact that I wasn't reading music there. I did it all memorized, but I still had to pay attention to both of my hands to make sure that they were doing the right things and in the right locations. If I had like a tiny slip up, then my whole thing would be ruined.
I was going to say, can you really notice if there's a slip up, like you hit the wrong string at some point? Or
I do. A lot of people don't notice, but I know very well because I played the music for so long. But it's kind of hard to notice if you haven't heard me play before. But for me, I know because I know the music.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, for radio people like me, that people find it so hard to believe that, for example, I can't stand to hear myself. Like if I'm playing, you know, something back, like an interview I recorded or something, I just can't stand it because I will pick it apart to death. That's why this, you know, doing a live program like this is much easier on my psyche. But like you mentioned, I didn't hear anything in that playing earlier, but did you notice anything? I guess, do you, how often do you quarterback yourself, I guess, on this?
All the time. Like, yeah. I'll say, oh, I should have played that better. I should have played that more in tempo. I should have played it this way instead of that way.
Was there anything in that performance?
Yeah, there was actually a couple things that bothered me, which was really bad. I could play practically perfectly, and I'd still find something to yell at myself for.
I totally understand that, at least from the critical aspect, believe me. Although, I imagine some people listening think, well, you should maybe be more critical of yourself. But anyway, you were telling us off the air, I guess I kind of thought of maybe as this being the only instrument you play, but you really kind of, as you were saying, what, dabble in a few others?
Yeah, I play piano because the piano and harp are very similar. I play guitar, and I've played flute a couple years in bands.
How similar is like the piano and the harp?
The piano and the harp are extremely similar. Okay. The harp is like a piano on its side. If you were to verticalize the piano.
Yeah, I guess if you look in the inside of the piano and the strings and such like that, I guess that would make sense.
And then to change keys with the Irish harp, my levers are like the black keys on the piano.
Yeah, talk about that a second. And I didn't notice your dad, who's here in studio with us, pointed it out to me that you changed after you played a couple of keys for whatever you might play earlier. At the top of the harp where the strings kind of start there are paddles? Is that what they're called?
Levers. So okay. The song that I played was in C major, and the next song I'm going to play is in G major. So I changed my levers, and those are basically used for sharps and flats. For sharps, you raise the lever. For flats, you can't really do anything with them. So for flats, if I were to play in B flat, for example, I would sharp everything except for my B. I'd keep my B in natural, but sharp all the other notes.
Are all harps like that?
No. The concert harp has pedals from your left to your right. There's 7 of them for changing keys. And that's a lot easier to change because they can actually do flats.
Okay. So is this then the most difficult type of harp to play, or are there even more difficult ones? And if there are, have you tried to play them?
There are some actually that are harder than this one.
Okay.
This one's a pretty much acceptable beginner's harp. other than the concert harp, but there's a couple harps that are cross-strung. So they, the strings come together like an X, and my teacher has one of them. She's tried to get me to play it, but I'm not very set on that.
what makes you not very set on that?
I don't like the fact that it's double strung and that the strings like come together to meet. So it kind of gives me like a headache just looking at it and trying to figure out which string is which to play it. It just drives me crazy.
I was thinking of when you were talking about developing calluses and stuff earlier, and how much that might hurt at first. I imagine that would hurt more.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It hurt my mind.
I understand that. Believe me. You've gotten quite a bit of notice here lately, probably because of, I imagine, since it's been the Christmas season. But you've gotten some nice write-ups in newspapers,
yes.
And you were on Channel 6 lately, and mm-hmm. Now you're on your second radio station in the course of a week, from what I understand. Is this all kind of mind-blowing to you?
It is. I have to kind of keep myself centered, because it's like if I think about it, then I'll just kind of go crazy, but... Yeah, I have to kind of keep myself centered. It's really mind-blowing, the amount of stuff that I've gotten, like the notice with my harp. So I have to kind of keep myself in check, otherwise I'll freak myself out about it.
Yeah, what kind of has gone through your mind as you've gotten all that attention? I mean, obviously, I don't imagine that you would completely do it for the attention as much as you would for the love of the instrument, right?
Yeah, for me, it's mostly about the love of the instrument, and that kind of keeps me centered. I know I have people that'll come up to me that are complete strangers, and they're like, oh, you're Laurel Almquist. You're that harpist person. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me.
You're getting that already?
Yeah, I've been getting it for a couple of years, which
wow.
is kind of crazy to think about. But I don't do this for the attention. I definitely do it because I love playing my instrument.
Another thing we were talking about off the air, some of the things that you've gotten to play. You're in the band at Galva High School, but I can't imagine a harp being a primary instrument in a high school band.
No, I don't really play with the band all the time. They let me go to state and stuff, and they call me the sole member of the Galva Orchestra. So that's my role in the Galva band.
There you go. Well, if Galva ever needed something, an orchestra might just be it. You know, and I was thinking, because, of course, I'm sure you're familiar with the Knox Galesburg Symphony.
Yes.
Has that ever interested you, or have they ever contacted you or anything?
They've never contacted me. I've always thought about joining an orchestra. I know when I went to state... my freshman year, when I got first chair of harp for the Illinois Music Association's state orchestra, I got to play with an orchestra, and it was a different experience because I'm mostly a solo artist. So getting to play with a bunch of other very talented musicians was kind of a blessing.
I imagine, though, it's a different kind of mindset playing with a whole group of people versus just by yourself, right?
Definitely was. I tend to fluctuate my tempo because I kind of just play however I feel like the music should be played. Obviously, with an orchestra, I have to stick in tempo, and I can't like move from the tempo. And another thing, I like to kind of mess with my music and play it how I want to play. And when mm-hmm. I was in the orchestra, I couldn't mess with the tempo, and I couldn't mess with the notes. Well, the notes were written on the page is what had to be played.
Yeah, how much do you kind of adjust songs that you play? Do you tend to stick to the music a lot, or do you, I don't want to say embellish maybe, but how much do you change it up, if you will?
I change up all of my songs I play.
Yeah.
So I like to embellish my music to make it sound more harp-like. I buy a lot of piano music because it's a lot cheaper than harp music,
okay.
And I just embellish it a little bit, and it sounds perfect for the harp.
For the non-musically inclined, again, what does harp music look like on a page versus piano music, let's say?
There's lots of glissandos and there's lots of chord runs.
Okay. All right. Well, before we have to take another break here, can I talk you into playing another number?
Oh, that's
fine. All right. So tell me what you're going to play this time.
The next song I'm going to play is called River Flows in You, and it's in G major.
And by the way, if Bruce Pole or Lucas Wood with the Knox Galesburg Symphony are listening, I will gladly give up my talent manager fee to get you in touch with Laurel if you're interested. So, you know, that 10% off the top I won't even take. So, you know, there you go. Let's listen again to Laurel Almquist of Galva play another number for us this morning. Thank you. That's amazing once again. Laurel Almquist of Galva, who you heard play the harp there, is our guest this morning on Galesburg Live. We'll have a few more minutes to talk with her and maybe have time for one more song before we wrap up here on this Saturday morning. Approaching 8:53 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning, our final segment of Galesburg Live of the year. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Will Stevenson, host of Galesburg's Evening News, weeknights 5 to 6. We'll be back on Tuesday following the New Year's Day holiday. We are talking this morning with Laurel Almquist of Galva. She is a harp player at 18 years old. And one of the things I think is amazing, you've already put out a couple of CDs.
Yeah, I have two CDs. I released my first one, A Celtic Christmas, when I was a freshman in high school. And then my second one I released this past year during May. And it's called Dreamers and Stars.
So at you, before you... You didn't wait too long before making a CD, once you started playing the harp and learning the harp, right?
Not really. I got in contact with my record producer through a big show I did at my church.
Yeah, talk about that process, if you could.
Okay, so I played at a show called Jingle through my church, and it was 5 performances with a total of 15,000 people that ended up going to the show. Mm-hmm. And the person who did my sound, his name is Jimmy Bridgman, he contacted me. He's like, you know, if you'd ever be interested in doing a CD, and my family are like, oh, that'd be great Christmas presents, you know what I mean? And so we ended up doing a CD, and then people ended up asking me, they're like, do you have a CD? Do you have a CD? And we're like, well, technically I do. So then we ended up ordering more of my Celtic Christmas CDs, and it just kind of went crazy.
What was the recording process like?
It was insane.
Yeah.
I remember walking into the room. He kind of redid his recording studio since the first one. But they sat me down in this chair, and I made room for my music stand, and I'm kind of nervous because I've never done anything like that before. Mm-hmm. And then there's like 6 microphones, 2 above me, 2 to my side, 2 like coming out from like the bottom. There's microphones everywhere, and the sound was really good. They gave me the headphones to wear, and then I was playing, and I could hear myself through the headphones, and I could kind of hear myself because my instrument was being right next to my ear when I play.
Was that nerve-wracking?
It was.
I bet.
It was crazy.
So so you've made 2 of these as CDs now. Again, your first one was what again?
My first CD I made when I was a freshman. It's called A Celtic Christmas. And then my second CD I released this past April for my senior year of high school. And it's called Dreamers and Stars.
And those are all typical works for the harp, or are they?
Kind of. They all kind of follow my embellishing my piano music. So the first CD is a mix between Christmas music and Irish music, and then my second CD is more of a contemporary style.
Is there one you prefer over the other? I imagine since you have the harp you play, I imagine do you tend to prefer the Irish Celtic music over the contemporary, or?
I actually kind of like the contemporary music more because it's a lot of Broadway show tunes, and I really like Broadway stuff, and it has a bunch of other like music from movies and scores.
There you go. That kind of leads to my next question. Are you able to play, if you think about it, any song on the harp? Like if I said, this is typical radio speak of me, if I were to say play Free Bird, would you be, if you had time to prepare and think about it, would you be able to do something like that? Or are some songs, obviously, I imagine, aren't suited for the harp?
Yeah, a lot of harpists are trained classically, but my harp teacher, Reva Shainwetter, who lives in Knoxville, she kind of gives me free range and kind of lets me play whatever I want to, which is really nice. So I wasn't really trained classically. I was just kind of trained to play what I want. And my family is also very accepting and let me play whatever I want. So I like to play the Beatles sometimes.
Oh, there you go. I believe Reva, by the way, was my landlord at one point here in Galesburg. So, yeah, I knew I recognized that name from somewhere, but it's been years ago for sure. But what's your all-time favorite song?
My all-time favorite song to play is probably the first song I played for you, the Skyboat song.
Okay. We have about, it's about 2 minutes before we need to wrap up, but I want to have you play another song, so heck, take as much time as you need. Don't tell my boss I said that, but let's, before we wrap up and talk about how folks can get the CDs, let's have you play one more time for us, if you could. Here's Laurel Almquist of Galva with one more number this morning. ¶¶ That is amazing. That is wonderful. I love that. Laurel Almquist of Galva. Before we run out of time, tell me how folks, if they're interested, can get their hands on your CDs.
For my CDs, they're sold at the Galva Pharmacy and also the Bushpill Bakery. And if you need any contact about me or about the CDs or any questions you have, feel free to contact us at our home phone at 309-932-8984.
932-8984. Again, Laurel Almquist of Galva, an amazing, amazing harp player. I'm so glad you came in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Again, Laurel Almquist of Galva here on Galesburg Live this morning. Thanks so much for joining us on our last program of the year. Today's homeowner will come up next in progress here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL after we check local and national news. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll be back with you Tuesday night on Galesburg's Evening News. Have a, again, enjoy your weekend and Happy New Year.